Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. During the coronavirus outbreak, we continue this show in a slightly different form. As many of you find yourselves spending more time at home, we do follow suit, stay a bit more domestic and delve into the world of great recipes. This week we get a recipe from one of Italy's most famous chefs.
I am Massimo Bottura. I am the chef of Osteria Francescana in the heart of Modena, the food valley. My recipe today is this. It's pesto. I always look at my past in a critic way and not in a nostalgic way. And I always thought the pesto was too heavy and too oily. So once I was at the refettorio in Milano, I had the necessity to create a pesto because the people, they want pasta. They love pasta. And so I created a very special pesto just following my mental palate. I didn't have enough basil, so I mixed with different herbs like thyme and mint. It was summer, so the mint gave some freshness to the basil. Basil, mint, and thyme together. Then a classic grated Parmigiano Reggiano, some extra virgin olive oil, a little touch of garlic. At this point, you need peanuts, but we didn't have any peanuts, and the peanuts cost a lot of money. So what I had this idea to put some bread crumbs. So what I did, I got the bread that was like 3 days old, and I grated. I put everything into the blender, adding a little bit of cold water for the oxidation, because usually when you use a blender, the temperature goes high and it gets oxidated, all the fresh herbs. So I use a little bit cold water, close and blend everything. It came out the most amazing pesto, creamy, perfectly matched with spaghetti, and it's much lighter than a classic pesto. So this is tradition in evolution.
Thanks to Massimo Bottura for this week's recipe. You can get more reports from the hospitality sector across Monocle 24 shows by subscribing to our magazine and also by signing up to our email newsletter, The Monocle Minute. Head to monocle.com for more info. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.